Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman. I do welcome you to air, and I thank you very much for being here on this wonderful evening. Tonight, we are doing more calls. If you have any comments, if there's anything you want to talk about, please feel free to call in. The number here is 877-876-5227. In Canada, it is 888-815-9756. The one thing I do want to mention is if you're feeling kind of angry, if you're feeling kind of intense, if everybody else around you is also feeling like, you know, they want to bite your head off, that would be because of the very intense full moon that is actually happening tomorrow. But a lot of people are hearing it and feeling it as of the 10th they started feeling it. I think I was feeling it a long time before that. The situation is that we've got the Saturn and Uranus opposition, which is, you got stable and unpredictable right against each other. So it really makes things very interesting to have that opposition going on. But you also have Mars opposite Pluto. So you got a lot of things just kind of hitting heads right now. So it's all for the good. But it does make things rather intense. Now, just to give you a heads up, I was looking on Susan Miller's website, SusanMiller.com or AstroZone. And if you want to go on there for more details, I really highly recommend her. She's awesome. But just to give you, if your sun sign is Aries, this area is really going to affect travel. Will be a little troublesome at times. There will be an emphasis on your family also, especially if female. There will be a high pressure on your job, so don't be surprised about that. Things will cool off for Aries after the 16th, but it's going to be really very, you'll feel it, the tension around the 12th. If you are Taurus, it's going to affect your expenses, so be careful with that. It's also going to, because it's an emotional full moon in Gemini, it's also going to push your panic button about the financial situation. Just relax. Things will come to a head with no point in panicking. Everything will be all right. Just things need to come to a head. If you're in Gemini, the full moon is really, it's in Gemini, so you're really going to feel this. It's going to be very intense for you. Again, it's probably going to show up around the 10th when the Uranus and the Sun are at sharp odds. Just relax. Things are unraveling, but they're all going to cool off for you. But the area that's going to be really hit and challenging for you is, again, your career and also relationships. If you're in Cancer, there's definitely a little bit of tension here. This is a monster. This is like, I can't tell you how many people have already told me, I just want to bite his head off. And in fact, I did that actually a couple weekends ago. But you won't feel it that much. Cancer, you're going to feel it, but it's more with people that you work with are just going to be really cranky. So just have a sense of humor and try not to feel overwhelmed or overworked by this. But things are really coming to a head again in the career area for Cancer. If you are Leo, again, it's going to make a social event and your money kind of tempt. Heavy-duty energy is going to create everybody around you a little tense. But this is really going to really affect socializing for Leo. Cash flow is also going to be strained. If you're in Virgo, it's just news coming up out of the blue. You're just not going to expect it, and it's going to be really, really kind of surprising. It may lead to some kind of aggressive action around you, explosive event, unexpected news. Again, with the work or somebody in authority over you. You might think it's unfair, but in the end, know that everything is happening for a reason, and just take the lesson of hard knocks and go from there. If you're in Libra, the full moon is troublesome for the whole month for you. A close relative will be on your mind. It possibly a female, like a sister, an aunt, something like that. They may come and need your assistance. Pay attention to this. You really want to drop and go to help them. There is no reason why you can't. There might be some kind of disagreement on exactly how to do it, but it's going to be really, really good for you to help out your relative and try not to have the meltdown like most people with this moon tend to be having. If you're in Scorpio, again, it's going to affect you in credit, your loans, your mortgage, your inheritance, capital venture, investments, scholarships, insurance claim, just to name a few things. Again, the money situation with Scorpio is where you need to focus on. If you are in Sag, again, it's relationships that is really going to be affected. If you are in Capricorn, again, it's going to be more in the business area. The work area will be hard hit with that. If you're Aquarius, the areas that really need to be a little cautious with this full moon is going to be in your relationships, something very strong. Again, I'm going back to the Sagittarius. In Sagittarius, somebody is going to come back from your past, and it's going to be kind of a closure kind of deal. It could be an ex-husband or an ex-mate. It could be just someone you dated. It could be an ex-boss. There's going to be some clarification with that. And again, this usually happens between 3 days before and 3 days after a full moon. So this could have started like on Tuesday and you start feeling it. A lot of people have been feeling it all week. It is a really strong, grand cross that we're dealing with right now. So if, again, if you're in Sagittarius, there's going to be a relationship that you're very close to and then all of a sudden it's going to be gone. It may come back and be reborn later on, but there's a good chance it's just, it's a done deal, and that's okay. You got out of it what you were supposed to, and it's just time to just take a deep breath and move on. Again, if you're in the Aquarius, love and money seems to be on your mind. It's not clear which way. Just know that something is going to come up that's completely unexpected. Try not to have a knee-jerk reaction. Slow down and think things through before you make anything, any major impulses. Your intuition is the best way to receive any information from other people. Understand they do really have their best interest at heart, even though it may be sometimes a little hard to take. If you're in Pisces, the full moon is going to affect you. And I'm looking this up. That's why it takes a little time. Sorry. It's going to be the family again. Again, this just emotions are going to be very high and adjust to events that pop up. It may be hard to do it, but it's It's just for a few days. By the 15th, folks, the 16th, everything will blow over. And you'll be able to breathe again. And then the holiday season can begin after the 15th, 16th. But until then, for the next few days, I really just want to give you a heads up just to breathe. Have a sense of humor. Know that this is all an illusion. There's nothing major that's really critical for you to panic about. It's just things are coming up to clear out. So just relax and understand that if you're feeling really intense, you're not alone. Again, the number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. And I am taking your calls. If there's anything you want to discuss, please give me a call. There is a lot of good things coming up in the end of the month that is really good astrology-wise, but right now we have to get through the heavy-hitting full moon. We do have a new moon on the 31st in Capricorn, and there's just a lot of waves of ascension that is coming up. The energy right now is truly, all the stuff that's not working has to come up to the surface and get rid of it or face it. If you don't understand what's going on with yourself right now, just keep breathing. Try and find center, and that will help you tremendously with the energy that's going on. It's not easy to live through this stuff right now. Because I know a lot of people that life is going good and then all of a sudden something throws them for a loop and they just, it throws them off. And a very good friend of mine, Shireen Love, who will be on Christmas Day, she's going to be doing a meditation to help kind of clear some of this stuff out, to help you get through this very intense energy of clearing and centering. Right now, the ascension process is going full steam ahead. So, again, I can't emphasize to take some time to meditate. Just sit still and really collect yourself in what is going on. Michelle Isloff, who was on my show late last year, has sent out another ascension wave is coming on December 21st. Of course, that is when we go into Capricorn, and now Pluto is in Capricorn. So it's really good that Capricorn is all about stabilizing, reorganizing, getting your business, yourself in order, and moving forward. It's going to be very trying because of the fact that the U.S. will be completely restructured in the coming years. Now, we're in Capricorn and Pluto for the next 15 years. That's really going to make things very interesting. So, again, don't lose your head. It's all for the good. Just take it day by day. And it really is important for you just to remember everything's for the best, that you just need to keep breathing and center yourself every day. Just know that it's all an illusion, and have fun with it. It's all a game. The other thing that I'm getting very strongly is the fact that impeccability and your integrity is crucial right now because it's instant karma. I can't tell you, your thoughts, if it's against somebody, it's going to hit you in the face before you know it. So please watch what you say. Think good thoughts. Especially with the tense energy that's going on, it's really easy to kind of snap back and not really realize what you're doing or what you're saying. Then all of a sudden, what you were thinking and saying is happening to you when you thought it was going to happen to somebody else. And it really can throw you for a loop and make you really understand how critical it is right now to watch what you say and really, say what you mean and mean what you say. And we do have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Joni.
Hey, Johnny.
How are you doing tonight? Good?
Thank you for rescuing me.
You're so right in everything you say, especially about jobs and career. And I've been going through that with my job. But I have something interesting to say to you that came up for me today. I'm a food server for a job to pay my bills and everything, but I've always been a person that's had entertainer ability and been a singer in the past and all that. And an opportunity came up today for me to go back to school and sign up with a talent management agency, which I did. And it will require me going to school for the next 10 months, I believe. And I wonder how this is going to go for me. And I was following my heart because that's what I've always wanted to do, is get back into entertainment anyway with, you know, doing something I love for a living instead of being a food server.
Right.
It was pretty intense today. And to top it off, one of the monologues the guy had me read was about a child abuse victim. And I was a child abuse victim, and I related so well to this monologue, I just started to cry. I couldn't even hold back my tears. I couldn't believe that this guy I never met before picked such a monologue. It was just fate. And I did well with it because I could relate to it. And that's what made him see my acting ability. Now, what do you think of that?
I think it's awesome, but my question to you is, reading the monologue about the abuse that you went through in this monologue, you said that you cried, but do you think it came up? Do you think you're able now to let it go?
I can't understand you. I'm sorry. I don't know why we must have a bad connection.
Oh, okay. I'm asking you if you feel like you've let go of the child abuse, or do you think you're still holding on to it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think I have tried my best to release it, but there's still pain there, you know. I think it's one of those things that I feel very strongly about it. I feel like I'd like to make a difference one day in sharing my story, and I feel strongly about what's going in the world towards the children when people are stressed out and things. So it is still a part of me in that sense, to where I like to use my experience to help other people.
Right.
When I read this, it just was also a court hearing monologue, and it did bring up something from the past that I had to experience with my own father. So did I let go of it? Did I forgive my dad? Yes, I did. But it was such a surprise for somebody to hand this to me out of the blue. It just completely took me by surprise.
I'm sure it was. Now, I think overall this is an excellent opportunity for you. I really do. Because right now they want your heart's desire to come to fruition. They want you to be doing what you truly, truly want to do. So I'm really getting very positive vibes about this. I do think that the child abuse is also coming up, so you release another layer of it. So when you talk about it, it doesn't trigger you. Do you understand what I mean?
It doesn't, pardon me?
It doesn't trigger you to get upset. It doesn't bring up all the emotions. You can talk about it in a calm, saying, yes, this is what happened, and now it's no longer really part of my life, but because of that, it's motivating me in such a way that you can really help other kids.
Well, I think I can make something positive out of that emotion and put that emotion into the monologue, which makes it more believable to people when they hear it, you know.
Right.
I'm putting that emotion, so I'm turning that into something positive.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it's not inside of you. I mean, I understand in the monologue and acting, but I'm just asking, inside of you, do you still get that twinge of ow, when you are talking about it, or is it kind of like, it happened, but it's like, it's gone?
It happened, but it's gone.
Okay.
It's gone, you know, it's the past, definitely. But I surprised myself when I read it. It sounded like I wrote it, which blew me away.
Yeah. It was very comfortable for you. So that, again, adds to the intensity and the believability. That's awesome. So is there anything else that you're picking up or feeling about the intense energy, the shifting?
Well, not only that, but the guy I talked to was a very spiritual person, and we connected on a spiritual level about metaphysics and psychic phenomena, which blew me away also.
Right.
It was like talking to a twin ray. After I finished the monologue and we got to talking, other things came up that we paralleled. So I got to thinking, this has got to be more than me just going to go to acting school. There's some other connection here, maybe and connecting to other people to bring light to the world.
Well, definitely. Most definitely. What was his first name?
Pardon me?
What was his first name?
What was his name?
Yes.
Josh.
Josh?
Josh.
I just wanted to see if there is another connection between you two. I just see a really deep friendship here. I get a really good friendship.
I hope so. I felt immediately comfortable with him. And I've met a lot of agents and people of that nature in the past, but I never felt connected to them on, a soul level. Mm-hmm. Which was very surprising to me because I certainly wasn't looking for it or expecting it. But it made it a lot easier to connect and make this transition and signing this contract for the talent management. It was just very interesting. And then you go and say it's a full moon and how intense it is. And I'm thinking, here my job where I got is crazy. And I turn around and just for the hell of it go to this talent agency and I have a completely different experience. I think you can turn this whole thing around if you want to. You know, like you said, you can go into fear or you can just write it out and follow your heart and go for what is really important to you. I think you can turn it around.
Oh, most definitely. And full moons are just things coming to a head, so something better will come in. It's like for me, I really got into the ballroom dancing. And because of a medical condition, I have to stop. And it's been very interesting that I know it's for the best, but I know I'm going to miss the dance. So it's like...
You're not able to dance?
No. No.
Wow.
And it literally was like oxygen to me. And Spirit saying, my physical body is just saying, at this time, it's time just to move in.
No,
another direction. And as soon as I said, all right, this is what I got to do, and I told the studio that I needed to leave for medical reasons, another new opportunity opened up almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And another venue, another avenue of creativity opened up in my life that I know I've been saying, I'm a writer, and then all of a sudden now, since I said, all right, enough with the dance, I know I need to stop because of the vertigo, I started writing some really beautiful things.
I bet you have.
So I really have opened up another avenue, and it's really been very, very positive, though I do miss the people, and I do miss the dance.
I know how that feels, but as long as you stay in the creativity part, and I understand this very well,
right.
I think you'll be okay. But like me, I shut off mine for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, you know, I'm like, I can't take it anymore doing something without that creative self. I have got to get back to myself. You got to keep that creativity in your life somehow flowing, even though you can't dance or whatever.
Right.
Otherwise, you feel like you died or something.
It's very interesting. I mean, I've always been a creative person. I have a degree, actually, in graphic design. So, to me, doing the psychic readings can be very creative as well. But I've been guided, I mean, I've been told by several people, you are a writer, and that is what you're supposed to be doing. And it's very interesting because I have dyslexia, And I've always had trouble reading and writing, and even with speaking. Here I have a radio show. So it's like Spirit hands you a challenge to overcome. And I'm now...
You know, you can use that pain in the writing. You know what I'm saying? With the pain of not being able to dance, the pain of whatever, put that in your writing and in your expression. Maybe even write a song, some lyrics to a song that somebody else can dance to, and you can... You know, can I say vicariously?
Well, you know,
I
still can move and stuff. It's just I can't do the turns because it's too quick and it doesn't help the inner ear problem that I have. So, but yeah, I am definitely writing about the dance. I also know that I'm getting back more into the music aspect of it, which I had done before. Abstract Illusion is all about creative expression, and I'm really being very blessed by the opportunity to go and experience all the different aspects of creative expression. So me having a short jaunt or visit into the dance was beautiful. I am a dancer at heart. I just love it. And I was very blessed by finding a studio that really is very supportive. They're as heartbroken as I am because I'm not being able to dance. But they understand if you have a medical condition that tends to get worse, if you're dancing, you really shouldn't do it. But they're friends. I feel like they're family. So when one door closes, another one definitely opens.
Wow.
And I'm just looking at the blessing of that. Number one, they're still in my life. They still appreciate me. They still want me to come and hang out. They actually want me to help them develop another program within their dance studio.
There you go.
So it's a very positive outcome, even though I won't be participating probably as directly as they'd like. I will be able to help them, give them some suggestions to help them build their business.
Thank God. I think this is going to be very good for you.
Oh, I know it is.
See, you know, this is the way everybody, if they just follow their heart and be creative in how they make those changes that they have to make in their life. I really think if there's careers and things that are people in your career that are making you angry, it's a push and a catalyst to go follow your heart.
Right.
And that's the positive part of this, you know.
Yes.
Because I can tell you, Jennifer, today I felt like I was following my heart. After a minute I thought, oh my goodness, what am I doing? But then I thought, hey, I'm for once finding something that I love to do and not because I have to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with you. You know, you're following your heart. You're going to share your love of dance with other people.
Yeah.
You're going to show them how to express themselves. That's beautiful.
Yes. I mean, and the creativity. I mean, yesterday I went and made me a calendar that's now available on my website. So, you know, it's like just putting that energy out there in one creative way, as you said, because creativity is creativity. And for many people, it really is a way of healing as well as for the expression itself.
Yes, I totally understand that.
So
I really do.
It's very, it's been an interesting couple weeks to go through the process and understand that through this process and doing all the writing and doing all the meditation, because I was really pulled into going into the silence and centering my heart and looking at the integrity within myself. Am I being integrative with my heart and what my heart truly desires? And I was just really amazed how my heart's been there, done that next with the dance.
Well, and have you noticed that when you follow your heart, everything follows in alignment? There's no static. It flows. There's static in the energy. It flows. Things come to you. It's easy. It's not hard.
No, not at all. And you feel lighter. The other aspects of I mean, I did something similar like you. I put out to the universe that doing public speaking, I really should have a little more experience in it. So I went to an audition to see about going to an acting school. And I went and did acting school. Again, another aspect of creative expression. And I stayed there for like 6 months, I think, and then all of a sudden I had an experience and said, yeah, this is done. And I kept doing it. And I'm actually getting a little bit of a call to try and do a little more acting as well. So it's very fun to kind of like follow your heart if you just get into alignment and really listen to your heart, listen to your soul. Because the soul is an aspect that really is speaking to you quite a lot, and it's really telling you, okay, this is what you missed out in your past lives. Let's fulfill this. And if you check them with your heart saying yes or no in this lifetime, it's really what you want to do, because you're really creating the kind of life you want. And if you just sit still, you really can't hear. I mean, a lot of my clients are often asking me, what's my purpose? And I said, well, what's your heart saying? They go, huh?
And when you're attracted to.
You know, and it's just very interesting to just do a meditation, get them calm, get them centered on their heart, the information that comes out, and how they just realign themselves very quickly to do this. And it goes if with career, with your relationships, with financial situations. If you're panicking about money, you're just blocking the money. If you sit still and say, all right, Spirit, here's the situation. I'm handing it to you. Let's figure out now how I'm going to get through this next month and make sure all my bills are paid. And I know that the economy right now is really scaring a lot of people because they're not sure about their jobs. They're not sure what they're supposed to be doing. They're not sure of much of anything. And because of the situation right now, Uranus is really, it's opposite Saturn, so it's really bringing up all those uncertainties. And to expect the unexpected and understand that right now, don't fear it, just go with the flow.
You have to. I'm a food server, and I know that. I mean, because I see it with my coworkers, and I've even felt a panic button myself. But the way we have been handling it, rather I have been handling it, is I don't go into a fear mode, because if you do, it stifles your energy and cuts energy off. You can't focus on what's wrong. Mm-hmm. You have to put yourself, like when I said, follow your heart, follow what you do well. Maybe you're supposed to move on. Maybe, you know, there is always a way. My faith in God is really helping me right now, too. Just know that you're taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
To have true faith is know that you're taken care of. Things will work out. You can't put all your eggs in one basket either. I don't believe that if a job is not working and there's some problems there, and it could be it could end soon or whatever, you know, it means that you need to put some energy somewhere else. And when you say to meditate, that works well, because you'll see where that somewhere else is to start putting some of your energy instead of focusing on things that are wrong. Because we can't change those things that are wrong if it's out of our control, like at a job where it's a business and the boss is not doing well. But you can change your attitude about it. You can't change, you know, your focus.
Right.
So you're not focusing on what's wrong, because it'll make you sick to your stomach if you think, oh, my God, people aren't coming in. They're not buying. My tips are down, whatever. You have to be strong, wake up in the morning and say, this is a good day, God guides me in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it has absolutely worked. So
right.
I would recommend that to other people. Yes, ask guidance and trust in it.
Well, that's the thing is, if you get the notion to do something, don't hesitate, don't second guess it. Just go and take a risk. I recently had a client who was just like, she just lost one relationship and another person came in. She wasn't sure if she really should go ahead and do it. And I said, you know, love is like the biggest risk we all take because it has such a strong impact on us. So, you know, what are you going to lose, really, by trying this relationship out? She's now been in the relationship for several months, and she's extremely happy, and she's very thrilled that she took my advice just to try it, to go for it. There's a lot of people who are now waiting for the right situation. They're waiting for the money to come to them. They're waiting for, wait for the information. Yes. Don't rush out of a knee-jerk reaction. You need to really understand what you are saying and what you're asking for. And make sure it's really spirit that's telling you and not some ego. Because if it's ego, it could be motivative. Yes, most definitely. But it also could be something that you're actually really in fear and panic and you just want to do something and you can't sit still.
Right.
So you really need to be very clear on what you're doing. And my guys are saying to give a suggestion on ways to clear yourself. Also with all the panic and stuff that's going on, a lot of people are picking up a lot of people's other energy of panic and fear, and it's easy to get caught up in that. So you got to make sure that you ask if this is your energy if you get a panic attack, because it might not be, but you may be feeding it into your energy field, so the reaction of it could really hinder you from doing what you really need to do, which is stay calm. So ask if it's your energy. If it says no, we've had a guest on here, Goddess Sophia, who I always love having on this show, who just say, any energy that's not mine, get out. The other thing that I personally really love doing, if you're feeling really scattered, is get a glass of water and put a pinch of sea salt in it. Now, a pinch isn't going to hurt you. It might not taste too good, but it really does ground you, and it really does clear out. If you give the intentions that you're drinking this water and it's flushing your system of any energy that isn't yours, it really does help settle it down and get you to a place that you can go on and know that it's your energy. And clearing energy right now is really important with it being so intense for at least the next week or so. But it's always good every morning thing. You know, any energy that isn't mine, clear out. This is only mine. And stay out and put a shield to block anybody else getting in there. But also understand because of the intensity that it's very easy for people because of the wavelength going on right now, number one, to pick up people's energy, but know that they really are thinking about you. And it's kind of freaky at first when you go, oh, so-and-so is thinking about me. And then you start picking up their emotions. You don't want to latch onto those emotions because good, bad, or indifferent, they're not your energy and you don't really need them in your energy field. Say, oh, okay. Acknowledge that they're thinking of you. Thank you very much. And just let it go. Because it really can hold you down. The other thing that I like doing right now, especially with relationships and clearing, is invoking the violet flame is really powerful in clearing and in helping healing the situation, just the violet flame of love and forgiveness, because a lot of people need that forgiveness of themselves. That's probably one of the biggest things that people don't realize is going on with them. They came in with guilt. And everything that's going wrong is just making them more guilty. And that's just an illusion. There really is no reason to be guilty. There isn't. You're doing your job. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You love your family. You love your people around you. And in really staying integrity and impeccability, there's nothing to be guilty of. You're just taking care of business. And there is nothing you can really, really do to hurt anybody. It's all a lesson. It's all a game. It's all an agreement. And right now, one thing that I'm doing quite literally is going through and making sure that I rewrite all the past life vows that I take. If there's if you feel like you're doing something and it just doesn't feel right and it's really working against you, most likely there's a vow in your past life that's just coming up for you to recognize so you can break it, so you can rewrite it. For example, if you are in poverty, you now have the vow of great abundance and prosperity. You just switch in more positive. If in a past life you are a nun or something, a lot of times that's going to make you very separate from the rest of the world. You now have union. And the union vow also gets you close with God, as well as the humanity that's around you. So you can have that relationship. You can have the friendships that you want, because you're not separating yourself and saying, I'm only with God and that's it. We're here with human race, and we're supposed to participate, as Star said a few weeks ago. You need to be part of the human race and not isolate yourself. And with the intense energy right now, it's really easy just to want to crawl in bed, cover the covers over your head, and forget the world exists. So it gets a lot better. But that's not really going to help the situation. It doesn't help you. So, Joni, are you still here?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm listening to you, but I have a hard time understanding some words you're saying. For some reason, there's a weird connection between us. So I'm trying to understand with my phone. I'm just wondering if I shouldn't get off so I can listen to you on the radio, because I don't hear you very well on the phone.
That's fine. I appreciate you calling, Joni. It's been wonderful talking to you. I always appreciate you calling in.
It was very nice talking to you. I'm going to listen to you on the radio now. I'm going to hang up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you again, Jennifer, and have a good evening, okay?
You too.
Okay.
A lot of the things that are going on is really just trying us to really understand and realize that this is all an illusion. It's all a game, and have some fun with it. And I'm not saying that you should go out and hurt anybody. I'm not saying go rob a bank. I'm just saying take care of yourself and do what you need to do. Really follow your heart and not the fear within your heart or within you or around you. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a special thing they're supposed to be doing here. No one can disappear here. A lot of people are choosing to leave because it is their time. And it's amazing how many people are just like really surprised at all the different things going on. But if you look at the astrology, if you look at prophecy, if you looked at a lot of things that have been happening, we all knew it. It's just history repeating ourselves. But the one beautiful thing that we really can do is the mass consciousness raises the vibration to love and forgiveness. And to the highest extent, we can change history. We do not have to repeat the same thing over and over and over again. And the best way to do it is think very positive thoughts, keep ourselves in integrity, don't make assumptions in any way, and don't take it personally. There really is a pure innocence that's available for everyone to really understand that we are we're all going through so many dimensions at such a fast rate that we don't understand what's going on all the time. And that's why I really strongly suggest you ground yourself. Even if it's just like holding a rock for a few minutes, put your feet in the dirt and just connect with Mother Earth. Hug a tree, drink water, go to the beach, get your feet in the ocean. That's one reason that a lot of people like to go into the ocean, is the fact that the sea salt just grounds you instantly. You're more a part of who and what you truly are when you just have your feet in there. It's just very grounding and very makes you go to center. And with this full moon, understand that there is a really strong opportunity here, even though it's really, really intense, to understand the dynamics of what's going on with you in your career, your financial situation, in your relationships, and understand that with this, there's always something good. We understand that we are here learning lessons, and agreements are being made all the time. And it was very interesting about the agreements. I was reading the Four Agreements yet again, and it's always good. Probably once a year I reread that book, and I just absolutely love the reminder of it all, that when we're really saying something negative about somebody else, we're really saying it about ourselves, because everybody's a mirror. So when you start saying that person is this way, look at yourself first before you really say it and say, okay, how am I that way? And understand that if you change yourself, there's a good chance that person will change. The more gratitude and appreciation you have for everybody around you, you will see huge learning curves go very quickly. The healing curve will just be amazing. If you say somebody, you know, I see the brilliance of you, and I really appreciate you sharing your time with me. It's amazing how they just glow. Just that one little acknowledgement that they are doing something for you, that they are spending time. It's also a great time to tell your friends and family and people that you meet that you love them. It is a perfect time with the holidays to do something little, a little special something, just to let them know that you love them. It doesn't have to be a gift. You can write them a note. 1 year for my entire family, instead of buying something, I actually wrote a poem for each of them. And it expressed how I was feeling about them, and it's something that was very personalized, and they really appreciated it. It really didn't take that long. Some of them were longer than others. But it was just a little something to say, yes, I acknowledge you're part of my life. This is what you're doing for me, and I do love you. And it made a huge difference that I was creative in the approach of saying, I love you. It isn't always easy for someone to hear it, to say it. So you can be very creative in the way you do it. Now, I do want to mention that if there's any areas in your life that you would like a little help improving and you're not sure, I am very much available for coaching. I'm available for psychic readings if you want a one-on-one. Go to my website at angelsintuition.com, and there's lots of information of things that are going on. And if you want a reading, if you want to talk to me, there is a contact letter. You just contact me. The other thing that I do want to ask the audience is I have an opportunity to move this show actually on Friday nights, an hour earlier. And I wanted to ask your opinion. If you would like to have it on Friday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific time, send me an email. I need to know what you guys want. Me, it's either way, it's fine. It would be a different audience. It would expand my audience, but I don't want to lose you, because you have been very faithful. You have been there for me. And even though I might not know you one-on-one, I feel like you're part of my family now. You've touched me, and you've allowed me into your life, and I do greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. There's a lot of changes in the air. I will be letting you know more things that are going on. I am definitely in the process of getting some classes together to help people get in touch with themselves. I also, as soon as I get enough people, I do have two classes that I'm offering that are available on the website. One is INOP, and the other one is My Inner Strength. They're both a little different. The INOP is really finding all those little nicks and crannies, the things hidden that you can switch to be very motivating. And the inner strength is just basically opening up to your intuition and making it stronger and learning how to truly trust what your heart is saying. If you're interested in either one of those classes, again, go to angelsintuition.com and contact me. I will be sending out a newsletter very soon. If you want to sign up for that, opt in for that. If you go on, you'll see right on the left-hand side, there's a way to get that. if you have signed up, I apologize for the delay, but I have been in the process of writing a lot, and now it's time for me to get that newsletter out. If there's anything you would like me to have on the show next year, any person, a subject that you want to cover, please contact me. I'm very open to what you have to say, and like I've said in the past, I'm really guided by spirit to do certain things, so don't take offense if I don't get to it right away. I really follow spirit in what is supposed to be going on with the show. So I want you to know that as well. I really do want to suggest that you do take a little more time to clear your energy and go into your heart and see where you really are right now. For the next week or so, there's a lot of, at least for the next few days, so next Monday, this intense energy is really going to throw people for a loop. One way, in a good way or a bad way, it all depends on your perspective, because I personally always see the light that's going on inside of any darkness, because the light is always present. You just need to know it's there, and it will appear. The energy right now is instant manifestation. You just need to have true faith, and it's just timing. It's all timing and letting things unfold. So please, with the next few days and the opposition is going to continue through 2010, I believe. I know there's several times that it's a direct hit, as it is now with the Saturn and Uranus. So you got something stable and something very uncertain hitting each other. So it kind of throws you in a bit of a loop. So just breathe and just go within your heart and for a few minutes and see what's going on in there. Next week, I do want to remind you that next Thursday is actually my birthday, and I will be taking calls again. I have asked a friend who shares the same birthday. She was on last year on the 20th, I think it was, that we celebrated our birthday of the 18th. Reyna is also a psychic. She's very good. She's very intuitive. She is going to take calls with me, so you get two psychics for the price of one. And right now, if you call in next week, you will definitely get some pretty wonderful ideas and suggestions for you. And with everything going on right now, it doesn't hurt. Again, on Christmas, I'm having Shireen Love coming on, and she is going to be doing a meditation just to start opening up, and she has a wonderful book, and it is a workbook, and on how to fix your DNA, heal the past life, so you really can have a good life now. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And it's been awesome talking to her. She is very, very gifted in her healing modality, and it's really an honor to have her going on. And the time is now dwindling away on this show. Again, I thank you for listening. This is Jennifer Hillman saying, with each breath of air, we hope that you gained new sights and inspiration. Until next time, many blessings and good night. Take care.